I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Add this to the growing list of maladies that are spreading in 21st century America: vacation deficit disorder. With the rising unemployment rate, the sputtering economy, and the ever-increasing mound of debt in America, employees are logging longer and longer hours on the job. Recent surveys have found that 44% of American workers are trimming their vacation this year, and another 26% are taking no vacation at all. Joe Robinson has launched what he calls the work-to-live movement to reverse that situation. He's written a book of the same title, and he joins us now from our West Coast studios. Mr. Robinson, thank you for joining us.
Nice to be here.
You conducted a survey, and you found that Americans are progressively taking fewer and fewer vacation days each year. Why is this happening?
Well, it's a convergence of a number of factors, mostly downsizing. The people who are left at those jobs are now doing the work of two or three people, so there's more work, and it's harder to get away from that work. You have the rise of what I call the false urgency of the 24/7 technology tools, email, cell phones, etc. We don't know how to use these darn things, so when they chime or ring, we don't really check to see whether it's urgent or what the consequences are of waiting. And then there's the big factors, which are fear and guilt. And we have a vacation system in this country that's completely neurotic, and it's based on guilt, the sense that it's really not legitimate for you to take that time.
And then there's this interesting phenomenon that employees are giving back their vacation time. I saw the statistic, Americans give back $19.5 billion in unused vacation. Is this, have corporations or employers created some sort of disincentive to use vacation time, a situation where employees can swap vacation for cash?
Well, there is a little bit of swapping that goes on out there, but that's not really the lion's share of it. Most of the give back is just simply people not using all of their vacation days, you know, under this fear and guilt that if they do, they might be perceived as not as committed as the next worker. And it's really the equivalent of handing your paycheck back. I think that, you know, in this country, we don't value free time. We think that there's only value in productivity and tasks. So, you know, people really have to band together here, and that's what we're trying to do with Work to Live. You know, we think that workaholism is just as bad as drunk driving. In fact, 10,000 people a year die in Japan from overwork, which they call karoshi over there. And we work 100 more hours every year than the Japanese do, so I'd hate to think how many thousands of people are dying here from overwork.
You know, it stands to reason that all work and no play would carry significant health, could create significant health problems. But there's a whole body of research that's actually looked into this issue, the cost of vacation deprivation.
Well, it's true. You know, if you look at some of the studies, it's pretty staggering what a simple vacation can do for your life. One study measured that just an annual vacation can cut the risk of heart attacks in men by 30%, and another study showed that it cut it by 50% in women. And then another study showed that burnout, which is the end of the line of chronic stress, and it's epidemic in this country right now, can be cured by a vacation.
Joe Robinson has launched what he calls the Work to Live movement. He's written a book of the same title. Joe, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.